AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. French President François Hollande says the shooting death of one Paris police officer and the serious wounding of two others points to a terrorist act. A government spokesman says the man who opened fire on a police van was armed with an automatic firearm akin to a war weapon. Police say the attacker was shot dead by one or more police officers. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the attack. A Tennessee teacher on the run for more than a month with one of his teenage students has been found on the other side of the country. Ed Donahue with more.
The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation received a tip on the whereabouts of the teenager and teacher Tad Cummins.
The caller indicated they have taken up residence in a cabin in a remote area in Cecilville, California.
The Bureau's Josh Devine says the girl is apparently healthy and unharmed. U.S. Attorney Jack Smith was asked about the teacher, Tad Cummins.
He is charged with transportation of a minor across state lines for the purpose of having criminal sexual intercourse. He will face a mandatory minimum sentence of 10 years on those charges and possibly quite longer.
Cummins is 50. The girl is 15. I'm Ed Donahue.
Two Seattle police officers have been shot while responding to a downtown robbery. Chief Kathleen O'Toole says their injuries appear to be minor. One of two robbery suspects is said to have significant injuries. The other is in custody. President Trump says a strong Europe is very, very important to the United States. Trump's comments come ahead of Sunday's presidential election in France, which is a contest that has high stakes for the future of the European Union. Trump says a strong Europe is in everyone's advantage. This is AP Radio News. Former marathon champion Tom Fleming has died at a track meet in New Jersey. Warren Levinson has a story.
Between 1973 and 75, Tom Fleming won the New York City Marathon twice and finished second twice in the Boston Marathon. He also won the marathons in Cleveland in 1978 and Los Angeles in 1981. Fleming coached high school track and cross country for decades at Montclair Kimberly Academy in New Jersey. An annual Thanksgiving Day run in neighboring Glen Ridge was named for him several years ago. Fleming was stricken by an apparent heart attack at a meet in Verona Wednesday afternoon. Tom Fleming was 65. Warren Levinson, New York.
Just a day after saying his back was progressing, Tiger Woods has a fourth back surgery to alleviate pain, and he'll go through another year without playing a major golf tournament. The surgery, which involved removing a damaged disc and lifting the collapsed disc space to normal levels, was performed yesterday at the Texas Back Institute. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.